Good job respecting the bell, everybody. Everybody out there who I assume did actually respect the bell. I know Steve and I did, because obviously we are very well trained. Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. It is the Crunch Exchange. I'm Alex. He's Steve. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports, a prospectus from those stories. He is going to tell us if he is buying or selling the prospectus involved with those stories. Let us start with Oregon football because, oh yeah, the Ducks play the first game of the Willie Taggart era on Saturday. It's only a couple days away and also insane, but the Ducks released their depth chart for the game, featured several true freshmen listed as starters for Southern Utah. And as far as we know, they are not positions that Oregon is suffering through injuries on, with the exception of wideout, where Taj Griffin continues to work through a minor injury, but Johnny Johnson at wideout, Jordan Scott D-tackle, Thomas Graham at corner. Graham has been here since the spring, wowed since day one. He actually supplants Ugo Amadi for his starting spot, which is a pretty big deal. Johnson starting at wideout and Scott at D-tackle, on the other hand, may lend fans to feel a little concerned about the depth at those positions. If freshmen start there now, what happens when the natural attrition of a season begins? So here's the prospectus. Three true freshmen starting for the Ducks in their opener should be a concern to fans.
Well, that's a really, you know, that might be one of the best questions you've ever asked.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Because what does it say about who is returning from last year that they can get supplanted like that? But does it mean that the freshmen they brought in are that good where they could come in and earn a starting spot? I'm also skeptical about week one depth charts anyway, especially when it's an exaggerated scrimmage. So I think we've reached the classic case of I'm gonna go pending.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Aaron Rodgers has been doing the interview circuit the last few days and was asked naturally for his thoughts on Colin Kaepernick. Rodgers had a lot to say about the issue, including that he thinks Kaepernick has no business not being on a roster right now. But he said the reason why he thinks that's the case is there are so many other protests going on right now that he isn't a part of about him. Rodgers says that he personally stands for the flag because that's how he feels about it, but that he fully supports everyone who silently protests by not standing because he isn't in their shoes, doesn't have to live with the things they do, such as racial profiling and racism by law enforcement officials. It's an interesting take. Clearly, Cap's protest kept him off rosters initially, but the prospectus, you buy or sell, the other protests are keeping him off rosters now.
Oh, that it's just in the news and a reminder, and if they bring him in, if there's nothing happening within the framework of that team. You know what? It's an easy buy because they don't the owners don't want to deal with it, and he's the face of it.
Fair enough. Staying in the NFL, Matt Stafford just got the richest deal in NFL history, oh, by the way. We heard what I thought about that yesterday, but the Lions gave him 5 years, $135 million in base salary, as well as a $50 million signing bonus to essentially finish his career in Detroit. We've seen that having a top-flight QB in the NFL is a case of have and have not. You either do or you don't, and whichever side of the coin you land on basically determines if you're going to contend for anything of significance. Stafford puts up massive numbers. He's durable, good leader for their franchise, but there's no way he's better than guys like Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, and that doesn't even take into account guys like Le'Veon Bell, J.J. Watt, Khalil Mack, all guys who would probably rank ahead of Stafford in terms of significance. But you gotta hang on to your quarterback. So the prospectus, Stafford deserves the richest deal in the NFL right now.
Well, he got it. The Ford family isn't going broke. I was telling you and Nick off mic yesterday that the true owner of the Ford family, Martha Ford, there's a marriage. It's not only the Ford family, but the Firestone family. So they're giving him the money because it's now.
That's right. And I thought it was Roy Firestone.
It's now. It's what the market can bear. And they ain't clipping coupons because they paid him. So he got it.
So he deserves it?
Yes, I'm buying it.
One of your what are you doings from yesterday was the Rangers deciding to decline playing a series with the Astros that was supposed to be in Houston in Arlington. Obviously, this was prompted by Hurricane Harvey. The Rangers said no, and they were forced to play the series in Tampa instead. Texas caught a lot of heat for it. Many, including you, called it heartless and stupid. But the GM of the Rangers, John Daniels, defended it today, saying the issue at hand had nothing to do with the scheduling, as it had been reported, but that it was unfair to their fans to give them such short notice that their September tickets were now valid for the next day instead. He said they were willing to play the September series anywhere Houston wanted, but not this particular one. The prospectus, you buy or sell any of that?
That's a total sell. It shouldn't even have been a consideration. It's like, you know what? We're here. Can we play this now? Yes, because we're not thinking about baseball and move along.
Last one has to do with the Kyrie Irving and Isaiah Thomas trade that just won't get finalized for some reason. Cavs don't like that Thomas's hip is hurt, even though they've always known it was hurt because it was hurt when they played each other in the playoffs. But they keep trying to up the ante after the trade was already agreed upon. And the Milwaukee Bucks, according to reports, are waiting in the wings to hopefully get in and replace the Celtics in the deal. They have a ton of assets, are reportedly willing to part ways with Rookie of the Year Malcolm Brogdon, as well as Chris Middleton, and possibly a draft pick as well. The Cavs have to be super excited, by the way, on both possibilities, and this kind of gives them leverage with Boston as well, but the deal was already agreed on. So the prospectus, you buy or sell that Milwaukee is a real player for the services of Kyrie Irving.
This is going to end up just like it is. They might get a second round pick or anything like that, but there's no way he's ending up in Milwaukee. Sell that.